Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, episode one and two, the premiere, and the most latest episode of this amazing fucking show. I love this show, and I'm very happy that we're rehashing it again and that they got another season. I think they're coming in hot.
Yeah, and I'm loving, I mean, we find out later why some people were just there all time versus, or for the full time versus, you know, going home, coming back. I really love the house, but yeah, I do love that it's just this 2 weeks where everyone's, you know, in the same house, stays there all day. So yeah, good follow-up so far to season one.
Yes. I was thinking about how, wow, 15 days, like that's not long enough. But then I was thinking about like, yeah, they don't go home. You know, it's not like regular Summer House where they are working through the week in New York and then going to the Summer House where it's recorded for 2 days of the weekend, you know, like Friday night. Because it's a long commute, so it's not like they're really getting much in the car. They're not really all in the house, but Friday night, all Saturday, and then they're leaving Sunday. So it's not really, you know, it's kind of like a day and some change, where 15 days is kind of like, I don't know, how many weekends, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
counting
really.
That, you know, that's almost like, if I'm saying it's like a day and a half, you know, that's like,
it probably is equal to about what filming months are for, you know, some of our other shows that aren't filming every single day, you know.
Yeah. So I think we get a totally different vibe with them being there. And I get why they can't just be going on the weekends. I mean, you have to fly there or go by boat. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not as easy to get to as, you know, the Hamptons.
The Hamptons. And I don't know how easy the Hamptons are to get to, because I don't know if I'll ever make it to the Hamptons.
Probably but, not.
But yeah, so can we talk about the cast? Like, who is back?
Yeah.
And who's not back? And who's
yeah, I mean,
new?
For the most part, everyone's back, right? Minus like a few people.
I think the only like main people that aren't there are what, Silas? Because Jasmine's there, Jordan's there, Summer is now full time, because Summer wasn't there all last season, right?
No.
She was barely there, honestly. And I was kind of like digging Summer last season, the little that I saw her, but let's hear your opinion on all of these things. But I was getting girl vibes from Summer. I really was. So far this season. And we were getting a lot of Summer. A lot of Summer. And
yes.
Yeah. Bria. Still love Bria. Bria's back. Shanice is who not full time before, but now is full time.
Yeah, it was hard to get. I mean, we heard little bits and pieces about Shanice and saw her last season, but she wasn't there the whole time. Like, it'd be a couple episodes till we saw her again. So I'm glad that she's full time, get to really know Shanice.
And we said that, like, we wanted her, we wanted to see more Shanice.
Yeah.
Could tell there was something there with her that reality TV, I don't know if it's like star quality, but mess.
Yes.
There was mess there. As for the guys that were brought back, all the guys were brought back but Silas. So Amir. We'll get there.
Yeah.
what is his name? Alex.
Alex. We
And
got Preston.
Preston. I think that's
And
it.
then was it Nick?
How could I forget Nick?
That's his name. Sorry,
No, it is Nick. No, it is
I'm
Nick. How could I forget Nick? The
okay.
yeah, well, Nick don't change. Yeah,
No.
best dress, Nick. Not best dress, but. Yeah, so the only newbie though is Noelle. What are our thoughts on Noelle, Leah? I want to hear your thoughts. We
You
have
know,
not been able to talk about this, so I'm very
no.
excited because this is like it feels like a whole new, like it's a fresh, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little like, ugh, I think people are doing a bit of a character when they're that country, Southern Belle type of shit. It seems a little bit too much like a character for me where it's not authentic, but I will say, kind of flash forwarding a little bit, I was dying when she did not hear the part that Summer and Alex hooked up.
I know.
She's like, oh, like just totally did not even like put two and two together, didn't hear it when it made everyone else at the table's like jaw drop.
Well, and it shows her during that time, and she's like
Cracking up.
cracking it. She's like making like faces. But she didn't catch that. Yeah.
It was funny because it was like at this point, what, 2 days later? And like everyone else had been talking about it too. So it's just funny
Yeah, so
that.
I'm like, why are you not in these rooms?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you listening? Yeah, she gives off, and I know you don't watch Real House. Oh, but you watch Traitors. She gives off Phaedra vibes, like wannabe Phaedra. And it's that Atlanta, which she's from Atlanta, so I get it. Like the Southern. And also I'm getting Big Brother Jasmine
Yeah.
BB 23 Taylor season.
Yes, definitely.
Butterbean's yeah, that Jasmine vibes. Like a mix of her and Phaedra. Sorry, Phaedra. And also sorry to Noelle because Jasmine's kind of a bad person to compare to. But I do get like I'm like agreeing with what you're saying of like this fakeness, like this like extraness, and maybe it's just and I only really see that from her in the confessional. I don't see that from her in the when they're filming her regularly, I'm like, oh, I love like I really like her. And I like that she because didn't Summer bring her?
Yes.
So I
Yes, she
like
said
that
this part.
she wasn't just siding with Summer with like it was like, oh, that's a little weird that you kind of did your girl like that, you know, with Shanice. So I like her more when she's not on the
Trying
spot.
to kind of, yeah, when she's not just trying to have like a one-liner or,
Yeah.
you know, because I do
Yeah, I
like
don't
her.
like that. Yeah, I do
But it's
too.
just the, oh, I'm just trying to get, not a, I don't want to say a tagline, but you know what I mean? Where she's just trying to like,
I know.
yeah.
It's too much. It's not authentic. And it's, yeah, it's the confessionals that are like cheesy for me. Whatever she was talking about, her grits and you know, and then there was another. I don't know. It's just like, okay, like it's not. You don't gotta like you don't gotta do all that,
Yeah.
but I like her. I like her. It's her
Yes,
first
yes.
season. It's her first couple episodes. She's fitting in well. She, yeah, she's a good addition, and I like that she has an interest in Alex because that's gonna add some shit into the mix.
Yes. I mean, I wish, like, girl, you probably can do better. But
Oh my
yes.
God, yeah.
For drama purposes, 1,000% yes.
Yes. We want that. We want that drama, especially when Summer's going to bring you to this house and you tell her that you're interested in Alex, that you have a little like, ooh, yeah. And she says, we had a little thing, but, was nothing serious. I went on a few dates. That's all you. And didn't tell her that they hooked up. And everybody knows that they hooked up but her. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's gonna be messy. And I wonder if Alex and Noelle are gonna get a chance to hit it off. I don't.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. So as for the dynamic between Jasmine and Jordan, what are your thoughts on them not being friends after last season, after Jasmine kind of spent a lot of last season putting on a little, I don't know, like a little fakeness of look, I'm this perfect wife, I got this perfect wife, and you need to be with a man, and how do you feel about where they're at now? And
I think towards the end of the season, we kind of got to see the real Jasmine, like even calling Silas out on his shit. And I do think that Jasmine probably felt pretty left out after the season being excluded. Part of that was probably her own doing. But I also feel like Jordan is a very hard person to get back into good graces with. Like she doesn't forgive easily.
Yeah, I feel like it's not that I don't like Jordan, but I don't really like Jordan. I don't know what it is.
I think
There's
part of
times where
whatever.
she like makes me laugh, and there's times where I'm like, yeah, you're right. But a lot of the times I'm like, you're not, and you're like, I feel like she, I don't know, she gets like all this pretty privilege, like pretty girl privilege, but
Well,
like
I think
I don't
Winter
think half the
House.
shit she says makes sense.
Well, I think Winter House kind of also rubbed me the wrong way with her. Like there was some things where she was easier to forgive the male who was a complete fuckhead versus, I'm not saying Danielle was not
Oh my God, Danielle.
an issue, but also she was easier to forgive the male versus, the woman. Like when Alex was kind of being skeezy, she kind of was like, oh no, it's fine. So I don't know, there's some things where I think there were just maybe rubbing off on me into this season where it's hard to totally root, hard to totally root for Jordan.
It's funny. I completely forgot about the Winter House shit with her. I feel like last season I didn't know like how much I really cared for her. Like it's not like I was ever against what side she was on, but I don't know. There's just something about the way she went about certain situations, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about her. But then there's times where I'm like, oh no, I like really like that's funny. I like her. But I don't know. I did not like Jasmine last season. This was like the first time I felt like I kind of could put like a finger on what it is with Jordan, and it came down to like this whole Jordan Jasmine, because I did not like Jasmine, but like you said, I felt like at the end of the season we saw like who she really was, and I felt like she was giving a genuine apology. And this just literally comes down to, okay, are you willing to accept my friendship, with, even though I have this husband that, like this marriage that you're probably never going to agree with, like how we are, but I promise to not, try to put force anything on you and respect you and your, like, and I and work on you trusting me, because that's what Jordan kept saying, that she didn't trust like Jasmine. But I felt like Jasmine was being like actually authentic with how she was feeling, and I just feel like Jordan was, it didn't matter what Jasmine's going to say. I just don't think Jordan was going to
Want to
go.
forgive her or anything,
Yeah,
or really hear her out.
and how, and her and Summer in the car when Summer's like, are you gonna talk to Jasmine? And they're like, and this whole not inviting her to things and posting all these pictures, and they're all like literally all of them together. Like, that's all one thing. Okay, like y'all are gonna do this because you all don't get on with her, even though that she's the reason why you all are all together. But you are gonna come to this dinner and bitch about Alex or whoever not inviting you to events. Like, Summer's gonna be complaining about not going to events when you're leaving out Jasmine. Like, I
And
just like the
like major
audacity for you
trips,
to, and
yeah.
then to be like,
It's
who, when he said, when you're leaving out people, and she's like, who?
yeah.
Jasmine? Yeah.
It's a little hypocritical. I do think Jasmine was being, authentic in her apology because she, got a lot of heat last.
I know.
I think she is trying to put her, best foot forward, and I think Jordan, I mean, the whole conversation was just cold. Like,
Yeah.
I mean,
And not
Jasmine was
open
even like,
to like,
could we have a hug? And it was like, is there more than just what happened last summer? Because I think you got to get over it,
well,
Jordan, a
and
little
Jordan being
bit.
upset about the text, like they had this group text with Silas, and at some point Jasmine stopped sharing her location with Jordan and didn't
Well, Sheena,
respond
be
to one of the
careful.
texts. Do what?
Be careful, Sheena. She'd
Yeah.
go crazy.
No, she needs to make sure she doesn't have it. But it's like I was with
Or
Jasmine on, what about all the calls I did after or texts? Like, it's not like I haven't been
that
trying
we're
to.
unread, yeah. I mean, maybe there's more to the surface there. Maybe they're not meant to be friends, but like, it
Yeah.
can be a little friendlier.
Yeah. I don't know. It felt kind of mean, girl. It felt kind of mean, girl.
Well, and like another thing, when Jasmine, which Jasmine, I believe, has had her baby
Oh,
recently. Yeah.
congratulations, Jasmine.
When she said she's not drinking, the automatic, like, oh, are you pregnant? I think that's,
So
we
rude.
gotta stop saying that when
Yeah.
people aren't
And stop
drinking.
talking about it behind people's backs, like
And
the way
also,
that Bria and Summer. Not
and
cool.
it's up to Jasmine when she wants to announce it, and you guys aren't really her friends, so maybe she doesn't feel like sharing it with you, and that's okay, and it's not really your business.
It's really not. I was just really, I didn't like the way they were talking about it. It's like, y'all know you're being filmed too. Like I just like, wow. Like you're, oh, she's definitely pregnant because I saw like her boobs are like way bigger than they usually are. Like,
Like, you
okay.
shouldn't, like, you talk about how, like, the guys, some of the guys in the house are, like, disrespectful to you. That's also being pretty, like, disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
Keep it to yourself, or if you're gonna talk about it, don't do it on freaking camera.
Yeah. Speaking of Summer, let's talk about Summer for a little bit because she's now becoming a kind of a main person, a main character in a lot of these storylines. And I don't see it ending because she's messy and she's kind of rude. Kind of
Yes.
rude. I'm not into her. I'm not into Alex either, so don't like get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I am
He's got his
not.
own shit that we don't like him for.
But that has to tell you that Summer, like, girl, like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you talking about like you didn't invite the girl you've been inside of? Like, ew. What is wrong with you? Why would you ever say that if you're not still into him? And also telling him that, oh, because you have been inside me, like she literally said it again.
Yeah.
We have a certain love. There's like a certain love between us. I would like I'm mad at her for making me agree with Alex for once he made sense. And I was in his confessional. He said, that's a reach. Yeah, that is a reach. It's like, girl, you're pulling a old Sierra. It's not the same, but similar. An old Sierra with calling Austin her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Austin, Southern Charm, Sierra, Summer House. So I don't know. I was really annoyed with the whole Alex drama, and Summer drama, and also her taking the pictures of him and sending them to Jordan. And Jordan then sharing that. Okay, that's
That's
honestly the thing that made me a little, because come on. We all do that, like with my best friend. Like if I'm single and I'm starting a new relationship, like maybe I'm trying, like, fuck buddy, whatever you got going on here. Like, and you're excited and
Yes.
that's like okay. And you don't expect it to get around, like you're not trying to share it with everybody.
That's breaking the trust.
Yeah.
Once you said,
Now,
like,
if Summer was totally like, oh yeah, or sent it to more, like, okay. But like honestly, Jordan, that's
it's,
why are we talking about that?
yeah, it's not Jordan's call to send that out, or that's just between you and the person that sent it to you. Especially because Alex also is in the group and on the show, it makes it even worse that she's sending it around. Because yes, everyone does that when they begin their relationship. They'll sneak a picture so you can show your best friend that you're hanging out with
Look what
someone.
I'm with.
But I wouldn't think a best friend is showing that to other people.
No.
That's
No.
shitty.
No. Now, if she was sending it to other people like Summer, yeah, okay, girl, too much. Like you don't need to be doing, like, don't be show, like, or in like a group chat, like, ugh. But I understand confiding in your one person or like your sister or just someone
Yeah.
that your mom, anyone. But what about Summer versus Shanice? What do you think about this whole game that they were playing?
You
And
never. These games never end well.
okay, so the first game question was the best dress. And they kind of picked on Nick, and I thought it was hilarious about him not winning. And that was just for like the decades, I guess, party. But then they do the other game, and they did the who best the worst in the group or whatever. And the question was actually a not even for her, it was for Alex, and Alex answered and he said Nick first, which funny because
Oh yeah, you're
he
yes.
wanted best dress, but Summer took it upon herself to say Shanice, and she said I'm not wrong like multiple times.
She seems like a person that likes to. It's one thing to kind of like mess with someone when you're with your friends, but when you're like doing kind of like jabs, and it's just kind of like, okay, well, I don't think you're kidding, and it's kind of just makes everyone feel uncomfortable now because it's just rude. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, it was unnecessary to say that about Shanice to almost like embarrass her a little bit in front of everyone. I don't know.
Yeah, for a question like that, you do a throwaway person, you know? Like, come on. Especially when it wasn't even you. Like, you took it upon yourself to throw out a name and actually, like, to be brutally honest. And then when we find out that Shanice actually, you know, even deeper, that Summer does know is that Shanice is dealing with like a job change, move, all that, finances or wherever, and doesn't have like the money to get a bunch of new clothes. And but it's like the way Summer did it too. Like Shanice wasn't even in the room, you know, like they were like kind of talking like, I
She
don't
was
know.
having,
It
well,
just
Shanice was like having a good time, and then it's like, oh no, you're the worst dress. Like, I'm gonna say it again, you're the worst dress. Like, it was weird.
It
And like you
wasn't
said,
nice.
you always do a throwaway, like, just to keep it lighthearted.
Well, and she didn't go and check up on her, but Rhea and Noelle did. And but then as soon as she sees them walking by while they're all getting up and leaving, she runs over to them. It's like, oh, like, is everything okay? Like acting like she's, oh, I'm sorry, like, you know, whatever. When she was literally, whenever she didn't come back down and they were like, oh, she must be upset, you know. She's like, well, I'm not wrong. Okay. It's okay. So I don't know. Mean girl vibes, not here for that. But I'm here for her changing my
You
mind.
know, it's interesting because she wasn't that big of a cast member last year, and then now she's like, she wants to be a full-fledged cast member for the next few seasons because she came out strong.
Yeah, and I don't like her in her confessionals either. I feel like she's also kind of trying in a way. Trying too hard. The people that don't, I feel like that are like the best of their confessionals of this season, this show, so far, like Preston's good, great. Jasmine's actually good. Like I don't mind Jasmine, and Bria's good. But as for like Nick is like Alex, like all the other ones I don't really know.
No.
But you know they just need to like be more themselves and not seem like they're trying to get on the next season. It's weird. But what about Amir and his girlfriend?
I'm very interested to see if they'll make it through the vacation.
Oh, what about that text? What do I eat now, babe? And she said, huh?
Call them right up.
I'm so confused. Seems like it was meant for someone else. Like, what?
Well, it is kind of funny how she's like, we weren't even like talking about that at all. So like it
What do I eat now, babe? Like, okay, I'm gonna start saying that. What do we even start texting? What do I eat now, babe? Just randomly, like, I mean, it is like accusatory though. It is a little, especially when we know that she's not really, she's a little standoffish with the women in this house. Okay, but also if my boyfriend was, if I was her. And I saw that they were just like the guys were just sitting on the couches in the same room as these girls are like going topless and literally like dancing as if it's like a strip club. Like it'd be a little weird. I'd be like,
especially if I didn't know them very well, you know what I mean? Like, if
yeah,
they were
but I
kind of.
wonder if they would even be like that if they knew her more, if she got like, you know, like I
That's, I
don't
mean, that's
know.
true. Yeah.
But I mean, but then again, what about Tasha's Nick's girlfriend, you know, like who's still with him.
Yeah.
Still, after you watched all of last season, you're still with him. And he's still like, he's literally
He's a
riding
weirdo.
Nick's, you know,
He is
where
a weirdo. I'm sorry, but
it was just all weird. Like, I feel like they shouldn't have been there, you know? It's just like, yeah, like,
I mean, I
I don't know.
give Amir credit for kind of just trying to remove
Yeah.
himself. So,
Yes.
like,
He eventually left. He
yeah.
wasn't in there like Nick at all. It was really just Preston and Nick, which Preston, whatever, but like Nick? Oof.
When the guys at the end of this latest episode were talking about it, and Nick or Amir was kind of complaining about, or not complaining, but venting about like what's he gonna do for the rest of the like time here when like stuff like this happens, and Nick's like, just do what I do, just sit there. And the fact that all the guys started like laughing and just Preston calling him out, like, that's what you think you did?
Like, are you serious? And then he goes and to the girls, like, hey, do I ever make you all uncomfortable or whatever he says? No, like, you
Well,
go and you say, I'm sorry I've made you all feel, I made you all uncomfortable. I made, like, I've crossed boundaries and I'm here to hear out anything you want to share with me, you know, but offer
I
some.
love that they didn't even sugarcoat it. They're like, yeah, you get handsy.
Yeah. It's
Like
like,
word for word, almost what the guys,
yeah.
because
So why are you
the,
asking?
yeah.
You know, like, don't ask them.
Well, and honestly, if the guys are telling you, it's pretty true.
Payback.
Usually the guys are gonna,
Yeah.
not totally tell the truth to make it seem like
Yeah.
it's not what it is, but they're like, no, dude.
No. Something we haven't talked about though is this fight between Bria and Preston. Because it was about the people supporting other people, like going to this every like other people's events and shit. Don't really know why it got like so heated though between Bria and Preston. Because something about, I think it was just something about appearance, like going to events. I don't remember, but when they were mad at each other, what they were saying back to each other, like going off and Bria telling him to like Twitter it and Preston saying, oh, do you gonna go cry in your room now or whatever you said? I was like, my jaw was, I was so happy that they made up right away, you know, like yes, like we want those explosive, stupid ass fights and dramatics and but like real anger. I mean, it was, you know, it seemed
Oh,
like
yeah.
some real shit.
Of some deep-rooted stuff, yes.
Yes. And also, poor Preston is like dealing with the death of his dad, who di he didn't have a relationship with. But you know, it's just all, and Bria's being bratty Bria, so I totally understood. And I love how Bria said, like, I love you, you know, in the middle of the Richard. But Preston was not having it, and I'm here for it. But it does seem that there are some little alliances within the groups, like Preston and Jordan definitely have each other's backs over like anybody else. And Preston is like honestly has the best relationships with everyone in the house, you know. It's like, so I think that's where that's why Jasmine's struggling to really be close to everyone because she's not really close with them right now, and it's kind of sad. So I hope that that changes because I don't want to see her left out when she literally brought this group together, even though Jasmine was awful last season. I blame Silas. So
And Some of them just were trying to try or were trying too hard. Season one, sometimes they'll tone it down a little bit. Season two, so we'll see if this continues with Jasmine though.
Who's your favorite though of would be these first two episodes?
I'm gonna go with Preston. I think he's got the best like little quips and really can read everyone pretty well.
I completely agree. But I'm gonna give it to Bria. I
I do love
love
Bria.
Bria. She is like my favorite, and I know that I don't know if that's popular or unpopular. I don't know. I feel like I don't know what I don't see enough people tweeting about this or posting about this, and they should be. So make sure you're watching this. Obviously, if you're
Yeah.
listening to this, you're watching it, right? But I really love Bria. I feel like she gives us the dramatics, but I also like that she was there for Shanice. We didn't talk about Shanice. I need to talk about Shanice because while I like that she is here full time and she's a mess and she is all these things, she is also trying way too hard. I feel like I said that
Oh,
last
yes.
season when she was just here briefly, but it is too much. Like this, like flashing all the time, and I'm not like it. Like it's not like I'm feeling like she's like that's disgusting or anything like that. Like I don't
No,
care.
I know what you mean,
And
though.
everyone's
Sometimes
totally fine
it's
with it, but it's just like the way she does it just reminds me of like so. Like 21, like when you're you're just seem a little too outgrown. But and it makes me think like, oh, is she okay? You know, because I feel like she overcompensates and like over sexual like sexualizes things too. Like when she was in the car and she's like, I love sex, and you're like, ah, and she had like her tongue out. I'm like, are you like? You real like are you is this for real? You know, like, I don't know. I feel like some people that do that and act like that are not are kind of more all talk. And the whole like telling everyone about her sending her nudes and stuff, I feel like I'm like getting on her, like I'm like talking like Shanice, but really it's just like the way she's talking about it makes it almost like braggy. Because when she was saying that Summer is jealous of her and like I was like yes I could see that like I was with her. And then when she gave the example of when they were in Jamaica and she said like how do you get with these guys, Shanice? She's like, because they are like not, you know, 9-to-5ers, they're like guys with status. And I was like, ugh, like girl, I just there was something, and I had to remind myself like he was like the stalker, you know, like there's
Oh, that's
something, you
right.
know, like we can't forget that. So she's good TV, but also like damn it, she's just a little much. She's trying a little too hard, but maybe she'll calm down. Maybe she's just getting it all out now, but I'm worried about how much she drinks.
Yes.
It just has me thinking, like, are you okay? Or is anyone gonna like sit her down and be like, especially when we're hearing that she went going through this move and these job like this job change and like crying about like the not having any money. I'm like, is anyone gonna ask her if she's okay?
If she's okay, yeah.
Yeah,
There
because
might be
I think
more
she's kind of
deep-rooted
acting
shit going
out.
on.
Anyway, that's what I had to say about Shanice. And no, she's not my least favorite. I was just needing to get that off my chest. Who is your least favorite though?
I might have to go with Nick. There's just
Oof.
something just really, I mean, I know we've seen him do weird shit, but just he's very off-putting to me.
Yeah, extremely. And he has an opportunity, you know, he's had multiple. He had Watch Happens Live. They did not have a reunion, unfortunately, but he was in the audience in Watch Happens Live, And he was asked by Andy Cohen about like his actions over the season, whatever, you know, like something about, you know, about him having a girlfriend and all that. And he, like, whatever, did not own up to anything and basically doubled down on whatever he did. He now has an opportunity to, in real time, when you've already had your screw up and everyone already called you out multiple times about still not owning your shit, to actually own it, apologize, and make like a real change, or we're gonna have to literally deal with this shit all season, and hopefully then he's not brought back. Because I'm only fine with being brought back if like he if this is dealt with, you know, because it's like also then it's gonna be who's okay with this, you know, on the cast. Then I'll be looking at them sideways. But it seems like everyone's like on him. So hopefully he, you know, does something about this. But also, like, what's up with his girlfriend not like caring? Does she think she's gonna get somewhere with him being on the show? Because
It's
she's not.
the whole thing's weird to me.
Yeah, like even last year when she was on there was weird, but I'm with you. Nick's my least favorite too. Summer, you're fucking lucky. Fucking lucky Summer. It would have been you, but Nick had to be handsy and gross. So, but yeah, anything else you want to talk about from Martha's Vineyard?
No, great first two episodes. We are still rehashing the OG Summer House, as well as Vanderpump Rules. And we're kind of mixing a little bit of the valley in there as well.
Really good.
Also, have you watched any of the Vanderpump Villa on Hulu?
Oh my God, yeah, I binged it all yesterday.
Okay, we're not that far into it, but
It's
I like
really
it.
good.
I do like it. I didn't
And I'm
watch it,
like,
but I
wow,
do.
Peacock really fucked up if this was pitched to them first, or I don't know what happened there on why it's not on Peacock and why it's on Hulu. But it's
It's
fantastic.
good.
Watch Vanderpump Villa. It's kind of like it's a cross between Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck. It's very much Below Deck is
That's
what I
what
like.
I keep seeing it's Below Deck
Oh
vibes.
yeah, cool. Yeah, that's like totally what it feels like. It's great. And it's also just like Lisa producing the hell out of it. We have a new Jax Taylor in town. It's good.
Yes.
Yeah, are those, yeah, we're just doing Bravo shows. Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound like Lisa Barlow. Oh, I love that. Okay, so where can people follow us?
You can follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.